Okay, we're now joined by Garden City head coach Tom Minnick here on the Coach's Show. I wanted to use this week as kind of a check-in and where this team's at. So you've played three. You've played probably the toughest schedule of any JUCO team. How do you think your team has handled the challenge so far?
We've played well enough to win. Last week, you know, dropping three touchdown passes hurt. Certain calls hurt, you know, with points and stuff back-to-back. So that kind of hurt us. But in all seriousness, we dropped three touchdown passes. We catch them, we win the game. Our kids know that. I mean, we consider ourselves one of the top teams in the league still. And we've proven it. We just haven't won the games. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, I'm sure you ask anybody out there, they're not too happy when they want to play us. But we're ready to go. I mean, our kids are fired up. I mean, they know they should have beat Iowa Western. The three drop balls, the calls that went against us that were basically incorrect. So you call it what it is. But it happens across the country, you know, every weekend that you can get bad calls that go against you. That's why you just got to be that much better than the team you play. Else you're going to, you know, get hurt by those calls. But I mean, we're over it. We just got to play harder. And like I said, if we catch three balls for touchdowns, we won the game, and it didn't matter anyway. So it is what it is.
It can be easy for a team to maybe drop heads after two straight losses. How have you noticed this team respond, not just after the game, after the final whistle, but also throughout this week in practice?
They have, because they kind of know, you know, that they were better than what they've shown. We played pretty good against Butler. And then the last two, we've given up a 13-point lead and then gave up two quick touchdowns against Iowa Western, and then fought back to get into it, and then dropped some balls, and that hurt us. So the kids know we're in the games, and we got guys that like to hit and play football, which that's what we recruited, and they're doing a good job. I mean, they're kind of down on themselves right now. This week is good that we kind of have a prep school this week to get by and to focus in on them, and then focus in on Highland to, you know, get back into it. Once you start winning some games, it'll carry over and go a long way. So we just got to continue to work. And we had a good night practice last night and a good day practice the day before. So we're hoping to finish up, you know, this week's work tonight and have a good practice and just be ready to go for Saturday and get back on the winning track and then continue that. That's, you know, when you look at our schedule, we have played three pretty good teams. You know, last year we were 0-3 against them. We're 1-3 and really should be 3-3 this year. And when you sit there and you study it and you look at it, people can say, hey, they're right there. Or they should have won, or they're right there and they lose by a point or whatever it may be. But we're right there. So I'm not worried about the football team aspect right now. It's just getting them back on board, because they're down because – the fact that, you know, we lost and we really shouldn't have, but it happened. But we just got to keep on them and you know, we've been pumping them up and having fun with them, this and that. And that's all it's, what it's about right now. You know, you look from the second game to the third game, we cut our penalties way down. Kids played really well. It just, you know, I think we found a kicker here in the last week. That's going to help us with, you know, field goals. Now we can kick field goals and stuff like that. So a lot of people don't know, when you sit back and you look at it, that we haven't had a snapper, we haven't had a punter, we haven't had a kicker, we haven't had a lot of stuff, and we've gotten through and should be 3-0. But you know, that hadn't happened, and people look at you going, dang, you're going for it a lot on fourth, you're doing this, you're doing that. Well, there's a reason why. I mean, when you look at it, we haven't had those positions to be able to help us out with. And we know that going in, you know, when the kicker gets hurt or you don't have a snapper, it hurts. But we've been training them and working with them real hard right now. You know, our kicker's out, so we got another kicker that stepped up and said, you know, Coach, I can do it. I, you know, He played soccer over in France, so he's been doing a pretty good job this past weekend. Cody's been doing an excellent job at punting the ball. You know, when you have a quarterback that they're back there that can throw the ball and run some fakes, you know, people don't rush as hard. So, and they're coming, I'm sure, too, as well. You know, when that time comes, we're going to throw some more of them out there and see what they can do. But it does practice time. It takes away from practice time when you have to, you know, work on different things and stuff like that. So we're right there. I'm not upset. I think we got a good team. We just got to finish it, you know, and we'll be all right.
Let me talk about Terrence, actually. So as you mentioned, Braxton Frye, the starting kicker, goes down with an injury. You put Terrence, who's a wide receiver, comes over from BYU, a kicker. And against Iowa Western, he goes 3 for 3 on extra points, kicks a couple touchbacks, had a couple of nice celebrations, too, to go in and point it down at the leg. Say, I got this. Was that a surprise for you to see him kick that well?
It kind of was. I mean, we had another kicker that was just going to kick off, and then he strains his thigh in the first kickoff. So then he goes down, so we didn't have a kicker. But we knew he could do it and be a backup, so he came in and surprised us all, I think, and just proved it in a game-time situation that – he could come through for us, and we're happy he did. And we're both, all of us are kicking our butt going, why didn't you come forward and tell us that before, you know? But they're always too shy and don't want to do that. I mean, nobody wants to be a kicker, so it's just what it is.
When you talk about the penalties, I thought you guys took a really big step forward this last week. You had 17 in week 2. You only had 6 this last week. How were you able to cut down on that? What adjustments did you make in practice?
We didn't really – I mean, we told them, you know, you can't make that many mistakes, you know, on game day with the penalties. But, you know, you can say the kids made them. I mean, the undisciplined ones where you're jumping off sides, where you're doing stupid stuff and it's on you, it's when you get pass interferences and stuff like that and you've been working on all week on how to defend and stuff like that. And we got some good DBs. And – you know, call face guard, and when the kid knocks the ball out of the air, as soon as the kid raises his hands and knocks the ball out and call that pass interference, those are bad calls, and it hurts the kid's psyche as far as playing the position, because now he's, coach, we got called on that, we got called on this, and really it's not a penalty, but it's getting called that. So when you have a bunch of guys that just need to keep working on their skill and their craft and doing a great job. Coach Jamon does a great job, and we spend a lot of time evaluating DBs and have a good group. And, you know, they're questioning themselves now that, you know, I did everything right and made the play and I get called for it. So that's not, you know, I guess what kind of word I'm looking for, I guess healthy, as far as, you know, you teach these kids how to do something and then they get called for it and then they're going to question themselves and put themselves in a dark place because they're thinking they're not doing it right. So, but, you know, we're pubbing them up that, you know, they did it right, that you just keep playing. You just got to keep playing and doing what we're teaching you. If it gets called, it gets called. But, they actually did a good job this weekend. So
when you talk about Coach Robertson, the defensive backs coordinator for this team, what are some of the things that he does that stands out on a day-to-day basis in practice during games?
He works with the guys individually all the time, trying to make them better, coaching them up. I mean, spends a lot of time after practice, just, you know, running through drills, you know, here's what happens if he does this, whatever it may be. You know, we have he's 5'9" corner that's really, really good. I mean, he goes against Demas in practice every day and this and that and breaks up balls because he knows how to do it. And he was the player of the week the first week for us as a football team just because he broke up all those passes against Butler. But came back the next week and got called like on 3 of them. So. And then last week he got called on one in the end zone where he didn't even touch the guy. So it is what it is. I mean, they're calls that are calls that when you see them, you just, you know, you question, you know, I got mad on the one because it was a fact he was playing his day. I mean, you could tell from the sideline the kid didn't touch him. He was right in the middle of the field. But, it got called and moved them down on the 1 yard line and they score. That's what kind of makes you mad, because the fact that you put so much time and effort in recruiting guys and getting guys where you can win and doing this and that, and then stuff gets called on you and then they score touchdowns and then you're just going, you can't do nothing about it. That's the problem. We'll just continue to play and see what happens.
I want to move on to some of the individual standouts from this team so far. Secondary-wise, I thought B.J. Blake's taken a really big step up. He's got interceptions in the last two. Cam Upshaw had an interception in the first game. How have they impressed you at the back end?
We spent a lot of time recruiting DBs. Coach Jones, Coach Robertson, that's their main focus, it seems like, when we recruit. We brought in 20-some DBs for like 8 or 9 spots, and we picked some pretty good ones out. And like I said, they've been playing really well. A couple of them got some picks. And like I said, the 5'9 guy is impressed us the most. And he played at the best school in Texas, the North Shore. And we know he can play football, and it's had a great fall camp, and it's had some good games right now. It's just been unfortunate. They've called some pass interferences and stuff on him that shouldn't be, but it is what it is, and he'll continue to improve. And BJ's had a great fall coming up and having fun, and he likes to come up and hit people, and he's had a couple of interceptions. Cam came from South Carolina and has done a great job. He runs the ball real well and likes to hit people too as well, so... we got some physical kids back there that can run with you, and we play aggressive style defense, so they're right in the mix with when the opponent runs a play that they're going to be around the ball all the time. So,
offensively, when I've talked to a lot of people around here, they say the biggest improvement so far in these first 3 weeks has been amongst the offensive line. How big of an improvement have they made from this time last season to now?
It's better than last season. I think Coach Rafe's done a great job. We still. On last week, we didn't protect the quarterback as much as we want to, so it was took a step back last week. It's been tough. We've had two injuries where they're out for the season already on the offensive line, so that's kind of hard. We've brought a defensive lineman that plays both ways right now and is getting trained both ways. He took some reps in spring ball. And actually, he's pretty good. If he knew the whole system, he would be unbelievable. But he starts for us on the defensive line, so it's tough. So he's been going both ways just so we have enough to be able to finish the year and do, the 55 out-of-state rule kicks our butt when kids go out and you lose them for the year and you can't replace them. So that's a rule they really got to look into to have proof if a kid goes out for the year that you can replace the kid. But it's a shame that you got to go through it because you're down to less than right around 50 football players because of the rule. So, just trying to get through it, and the kids have been buying in, and that's a good kid. It goes, coach, anything to help the team. He's a starting defensive lineman. He's coming over and playing some guard and doing some stuff for us. So we're excited about that because he's a real good football player, but, you hate to see a kid going both ways, especially in college football on the offensive defense line, because if you hurt yourself, you can say it's because you're playing both ways, and then you're sitting here going, you're putting a kid in that situation because of the rule. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of upset about that, but it is what it is. So I won't get into that.
No worries. Running the ball, we've talked about James Jones before. You said at the start of the season that it was always about him learning where to be and learning what to do on the field. He's turned it into being the leading rusher in JUCO these first 3 weeks. How have you noticed him improve his on-field awareness these first 3 weeks?
He's 100% bought in. He's been in my office probably 100 times. But he is a kid that has bought in. Off-the-field problems are mostly gone. Getting some offers right now. Leading rusher in the nation right now. He's got 5 touchdowns. Is dynamite. I wish we'd give him the ball a little bit more. And, cause he's special with it in his hands. you know, a 6'2 kid that can go. And the kid behind him, not too bad either. Mm-hmm. Two kids behind him. And one hasn't even played a whole lot. So we're going to try to get him some opportunities this weekend to run the ball and see what he can do and have him spell along with Freddie. So we'll see what happens. James is doing an excellent job. The biggest thing is with him, I know he can play football. I know he can end up a Power 5 school as a running back. He, you know, just getting some of his problems taken care of. You know, everybody comes here usually as some kind of sort of past that haunts him sometime, family or whatever it may be. You know, we had a kid go home because somebody died in his family. You got one, you know, LDS kid go home. You know, his brother's going on a mission. So, I mean, we have some problems that you have to take care of and be sensitive to and try to help the kid out. And so we're doing that and getting through, and the backups have to step up and play and then until they get back. And like I said, James doing a good job.
You mentioned it a couple times now. You know, these guys were in a dark space after losing. You've been hyping them up, and obviously you had some off-the-field troubles you just alluded to. How hard is it to balance, you know, the physical grind this Jayhawk season demands, but also, you know, taking care of these guys mentally?
It's difficult, you know, in junior college, because you only get kids for, you know, sometimes a year, sometimes 2 years, and then they're gone. So everybody goes, well, can you turn around in a year? Oh, yeah, in junior college you can. No matter what sport it is, you can turn around a year because you only have them most of the time for a year or year and a half, 2 years, whatever. You can turn stuff around and be really good. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't turn around a year. You know, so our kids are doing really well. You know, I came out and said, you know, we weren't going to be 4-6 anymore. We're not going to be 4-6. But the deal is we gotta put some effort toward just playing as a team a little bit more and building each other up on the sideline. They get down sometimes when they get down and it's not their fault. They want to win so bad that they're you know, voicing out sometimes that displeasure on stuff, but don't kind of really look in the mirror and go, you know, this is what I got to do to be successful. They blame others instead of blaming themselves. And when they look in the mirror, you should be blaming yourself because you're the one that dropped the ball for a touchdown, or you're the one that fumbled the ball on the 5-yard line, or whatever it may be. So I don't think, you know, being 18, 19 year olds, they're still young, and you just got to try to coach them up to do the right things and to act the right way, and they'll be fine. And I think this week they've been doing a good job. Like I said, we've been having a little bit of fun with them and trying to get them back on board. And because there's no doubt in my mind we can win the next 9. So we're pointing that way and going to get after it, you know, these next 9. So
got it, Coach. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.